You all wanted a deep dive on upping our game as financial analysts. So we're diving into seven must-read books for financial analysts.
Sounds like a plan.
It's a recent article, just came out October 13th over at adaptiveus.com. And you're here to help us pull out the good stuff, the why does this matter to me stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so first up, The Intelligent Investor, Benjamin Graham.
A classic, and for good reason. Even though it was published in 1949, it's still like the value investing Bible.
1949. Wow. I mean, clearly this Graham guy was on to something. So, what is it about this book that makes it so timeless?
Well, it comes down to those core concepts, right? Like margin of safety. That's still how the pros minimize risk to this day.
Okay, break that down for me. Margin safety.
Yeah, so imagine a company's true value, like its intrinsic value, is hidden beneath its stock price, right?
Okay.
Graham teaches you how to look for those situations where the stock price is way lower than that actual intrinsic value. And that difference, that discount, that's your margin of safety. It's
Okay.
like buying a dollar for 50 cents.
Yeah.
But instead of candy, you're buying a piece of a company.
I like that. So it's not banking on everything going perfectly. It's that buffer, right?
Exactly. You've got, and that's kind of the genius of Graham, right? He gave us the tools to find those hidden bargains in the market.
Nice. Okay, so we've got margin of safety. Let's move on to book number two, One Up on Wall Street by Peter Lynch.
Yeah.
This is from a legend who got like almost 30% annual returns.
Yeah.
What's his secret?
Well, his big idea was that you don't actually need to be some Wall Street hotshot to be successful. This book empowers you, the average person, to find opportunities just living your life, where you work, where you shop.
Right.
He believed that everyday investors could spot winning companies before Wall Street even knew what was going on.
So, like that, invest in what you know kind of thing.
Exactly. And he even says in the book, he's got this great line, invest in what you know and forget the experts.
Yeah.
He really believed that average investors, if they were willing to put in a little time to understand the businesses, they had the advantage.
I love that.
Huh.
Okay, let's shift gears a little bit here with book number three. This one feels a little bit more detective-y. Financial Shenanigans by Howard Schillet and Jeremy Perler.
It is, because sometimes, companies, they can be sneaky with their numbers.
Right.
And this book helps you spot those tricks, those accounting shenanigans.
Okay, so even if I'm not an accountant, why do I need to know about this?
Because it's like it gives you a BS detector
Right.
to see past the hype and understand what's really going on with their financials. Even if you don't, live and breathe accounting, if you could understand those common tricks they use, it could save you from making some big investment mistakes.
Huge. So, give us one example. What's one of the shenanigans that they talk about in there?
Oh, there's so many good ones. But one of the big ones is this idea of channel stuffing.
Channel stuffing?
Channel stuffing.
Okay.
So imagine a company, let's say they make toasters,
Okay, I love toasters.
right? And they want to boost their sales for the quarter. So right before the quarter ends, they send this massive shipment of toasters out to their distributors.
Even if those distributors haven't ordered them.
Exactly. It's all about inflating those sales figures to make themselves look good in the short term, even if it means there's trouble down the road.
Wow.
This book teaches you how to spot those red flags so you're not fooled by these manipulated numbers.
So sneaky. Okay, I'm adding that one to my list. Common Stocks and Uncommon Profits by Philip A. Fisher. Number four, what about this guy?
So Fisher, he was all about looking beyond just those numbers on a spreadsheet
Right.
and actually understanding the business behind the stock. He was a big believer in long-term investing, finding these high-quality companies, and then just holding on to them.
So not chasing the hot stock tip.
Exactly. He wanted you to think like a business owner.
Yeah.
You really understand the company's products, its management team,
Right.
its competitive landscape, all the things that contribute to its long-term success.
I can see how that would lead to, better, more informed, more strategic investments. Okay, so we're on to number five. And this one brings us back to Benjamin Graham.
He's back.
He's back.
Round two.
This time, he's teaming up with David Dodd for security analysis. Graham again. This guy is prolific.
I know, right?
So, what's the key takeaway? If our listener could only absorb one thing from this beast of a book, what would it be?
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick, I'd say the most important concept is intrinsic value. The idea that every asset, every business has this underlying worth that's completely independent of its market price.
Okay.
And Graham and Dodd give us this framework for actually figuring that out.
How do you do that?
Well, You have to analyze the company's financial statements, look at its assets, its earnings potential, really, you name it.
So why does that matter so much?
It gives you a benchmark.
Yeah.
If you can look at that and say, okay, I think this company's intrinsic value is much higher than what it's currently trading for, well, now you might have a really good investment opportunity.
It's like a secret weapon.
There you go.
Okay. On to book number six. This one sounds a little bit more practical. Financial statements. A step-by-step guide to understanding and creating financial reports by Thomas R. Idelson.
Don't let the title scare you away.
I know, right?
This book is a lifesaver. Especially if you really want to, like, master the language of business.
Okay.
Even if you're not the one sitting there creating financial reports every day, if you can understand them, that gives you a huge advantage.
How so?
It's like having X-ray vision, you know? You can see right into a company's financial health.
So this one is about putting all that stuff that we've been talking about, like, into practice.
Exactly. So all that margin of safety stuff, remember, intrinsic value, those financial shenanigans we talked about. This book gives you the tools to actually calculate those things, to read between the lines of a financial statement and understand what those numbers really mean.
So this is for the people that want to really get their hands dirty and dive in.
Yes.
Okay. And last but not least, Financial Intelligence, Revised Edition. A Manager's Guide to Knowing What the Numbers Really Mean by Karen Berman and Joe Knight.
All right. So this one's all about bridging that gap, right, between the finance department and the rest of us.
So it's not just for, like, the number-crunching CFOs?
No, not at all. It's about empowering everyone, managers, marketers, salespeople. It helps them understand the financial impact of the decisions that they're making every day.
Oh, interesting.
And, you know, the fact that it's a revised edition is key here because that means they've updated it. So you're getting the latest trends and challenges in the business world.
That's crucial these days, especially with how fast everything moves.
Right.
Imagine being able to confidently explain those numbers to anyone.
Yeah.
To make decisions that, you know, make an impact. That's the power this book gives you.
It really is. It's about connecting those dots between a company's financial performance and its overall business strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essential for anybody who wants to, you know, climb that ladder and really succeed in their career.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Like learning a whole new language, you know.
Once you understand how to read those financial statements,
yeah,
you unlock so many insights.
That's what's so exciting about this deep dive, right? Like, we're giving our listeners the tools to be more informed.
Absolutely.
To see those opportunities.
Yeah, to really take control of your financial future. That's what it's all about.
That's it. Whether you're, you know, managing your own portfolio or you're advising, like having that financial intelligence, it's invaluable.
100%.
You know, it's funny you should mention that this whole conversation about like shenanigans and reading between the lines.
Yeah.
It reminded me of when I was first starting out as an analyst.
Oh, I love it. Tell me more.
I was tasked with evaluating this company.
Okay.
And on paper, oh my gosh, everything was incredible. Revenue was like through the roof. Profits were great. They were like the company.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Sounds almost too good to be true.
Right. And that's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, this seems like unsustainable, you know?
Yeah.
And I couldn't shake this feeling that something wasn't quite right.
Interesting.
So I was like, all right, let me just dig a little deeper here.
Yeah. Trust your gut.
I started looking at the cash flow. I started looking at their debt, all that stuff.
Smart.
And that's when I started to see the cracks.
Ooh, what'd you find?
They were getting a little, they were playing fast and loose with their revenue recognition.
Oh boy.
Basically, they were like saying that sales happened like way before they actually did.
Right.
So their numbers looked way more profitable than they really were.
Inflated.
Oh yeah. And if I hadn't like taken that extra step, if I didn't look past the, you know, the brochures and like all the promises.
Oh yeah.
I might have totally fallen for it.
Wow.
Hook, line, and sinker.
That's a classic example though of why.
Right.
You can't just look at what's, you know, presented, right? You have to understand the why behind the numbers.
Yes.
Ask those tough questions and be willing to think critically.
That's it.
About what you're seeing.
It was such a good lesson.
Yeah.
Like so early on in my career because it made me realize
yeah.
that financial analysis, it's not just about crunching numbers, right?
Right.
It's about being a detective, uncovering the truth, and not being afraid to, like, you know, ask those uncomfortable questions sometimes.
Yeah, 100%. And that's a skill that translates to so many other areas of life too, right?
Totally.
To not just take things at face value, to dig a little deeper.
It's that skeptical mindset, but also that intellectual curiosity.
100%.
That makes you want to keep digging for more.
And that's exactly what these books that we're talking about can teach you. right?
Yes.
They give you the tools and the frameworks to do exactly that.
It's awesome. Okay, so for our listener who's out there, who's ready to take that next step, where should they start?
Oh, that's the beauty of it. There's something for everyone on this list.
Right.
No matter where you're at.
Totally.
So if you are brand new, if you're just dipping your toes into the world of investing,
yeah.
The Intelligent Investor.
Classic.
It's a classic for a reason.
It is.
It lays those fundamental principles out there.
It's the foundation.
The foundation. Exactly. Yeah. And once you have that, then you can start branching out.
Totally.
So if this idea of spotting those financial shenanigans yeah. really spoke to you,
mm-hmm.
pick up Shillett and Perler's book, Financial Shenanigans.
Yeah, great book.
And if you're ready to dive into those financial statements by Idelson.
That's the one.
That's your go-to guide.
Yes.
It's all about finding those resources that speak to you and where you want to go.
Love that. And remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly.
You don't have to read all these books overnight.
There you go.
Take your time.
Exactly. That's the beauty of it.
Absorb the knowledge.
Yes.
And most importantly, start applying it.
Yes, 100%.
Whether that's, you know, you're looking at a company, you're looking at your own portfolio, or you're just having like smarter conversations about finance.
100%.
It all makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference.
It really does. It's about building those good habits, right?
So there you go.
Consistency is key.
Consistency is key. Because the more you learn, the more confident you become
yeah.
in your ability to really navigate the world of finance.
Which can be a scary world.
It absolutely can be. It's constantly changing, too.
So true.
That's the other thing.
You know what's so funny? We started with these 7 books, right?
He did.
But this conversation, for me at least, has really expanded my thinking about what it means to even be financially intelligent.
Yeah.
It's so much more than just the right book or crunching the right number.
It's a mindset.
It is. It's about being curious, right?
Yes.
Challenging assumptions. Those are the things that really separate, like, the good from the great.
Yes, 100%. It's about being a lifelong learner.
Yes.
Always challenging yourself, always learning and growing.
That's what makes it so exciting, though, too, right?
Exactly.
Because there's always something new to learn.
Always.
Like, every single day.
I love that.
And there's so many opportunities.
Yeah, many.
For those who are willing to do the work.
Yeah.
Put the time in.
That's it.
And reap the rewards.
Love it. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
We talked about financial intelligence.
Yeah.
We talked about how to analyze companies.
We did.
But there's one more crucial aspect of being a successful investor that we need to address. And I think it's important. Okay, I'm listening. What is it?
The human element.
Ooh.
Because at the end of the day,
yeah.
we're not analyzing numbers.
Right.
We're analyzing businesses run by people.
The often overlooked but ever important factor.
Right. It's like we always say, you know, investing is like as much about psychology as it is about finance.
100%.
Yeah.
We can look at spreadsheets and numbers all day, but we don't understand what's motivating those people, you know, their biases.
Yes.
We're missing a big piece of the puzzle.
Totally. Yeah. Like, think about executive compensation.
Okay.
On paper, it might make sense.
Yeah.
This company's stock is soaring, so massive CEO bonus, you know, justified.
Right.
But what if they got those gains by doing some shady stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Or they're just thinking short term, mm-hmm. suddenly that bonus doesn't look so good.
It raises all sorts of questions.
Right. So how do we even evaluate that as investors? We've got to learn to read between the lines a little bit.
It takes practice.
Yeah.
But the clues are all there.
Yeah.
Look at how they communicate, you know? Are they transparent about their strategy, about the challenges, the vision? Or do they just, you know, throw a bunch of jargon at you and make these really rosy projections that
right.
maybe aren't so realistic.
What's their tone, you know? How do they handle criticism?
Exactly. How do they treat the people who work for them?
Yes. It's about the company culture as a whole, right?
It is. A really great investor, they understand the psychology of it, the governance, even a bit of sociology.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, companies are made up of people.
People are messy.
And people are complicated, yeah.
That's so true. This reminds me of financial shenanigans. It's not just about, like, catching them in a lie, you
no.
know? It's about understanding what would lead someone to make that choice in the first place.
Absolutely. Are they cutting corners because they feel pressure or out of greed, or maybe they just don't know any better?
Right.
Uncovering those motivations, that can be just as important as the numbers.
100%, yeah. Okay, so our listeners out there, they're ready to level up.
I love it.
From number cruncher to financial detective.
Yes.
What's your top tip for incorporating all this human stuff into their analysis?
I would say Read everything you can get your hands on. Think critically. Company filings are important, sure, but it's just one piece of the puzzle. Look at articles about the industry. You know, listen to interviews with management, even what people are saying on social media.
Interesting.
Get a feel for what's going on, that whole narrative around the business.
It's like being a financial, like, anthropologist or something.
There you go.
We're immersing ourselves in the culture.
Yes. And the more you practice, you'll start to connect those dots.
Yeah.
And you'll see these hidden risks and these amazing opportunities that you just wouldn't see if you were only looking at the numbers.
So true. You know, we started with these 7 books.
We did.
Which, don't get me wrong, fantastic resources.
Oh, they're essential.
But this conversation has really opened my eyes, you know? It's about so much more than just reading the right thing or doing, like, the equation the right way.
Yeah.
It's bigger than that. It's about always being curious, right?
Absolutely.
Sharpening our skills and just accepting that, you know what? Businesses are run by people and people are complicated.
At the end of the day, that's what makes it so interesting. It's a journey. It's constantly evolving. The best investors are the ones who can adapt.
Yes.
Stay curious. And never stop learning.
I love that. Okay, so to our listeners out there,
yeah,
pick up those books, dive into those financial statements, but don't stop there. Talk to people, ask questions,
yes,
challenge yourself, you know?
100%.
Don't be afraid to get a little messy.
Yes, explore, dive in, have fun.
Yes, have fun. Happy investing, everyone.
Happy investing.